And there's your reply.
Come on!
Wow, there we go.
We're having a little CC this morning. Coffee and cannabis, CC.
There you go. Perfectly legal from the state that we're talking
anymore.
In.
It's not just a whiskey.
That's right. We can all take a lesson from that. Lou, the Bears versus the Tennessee Titans. One of my favorite parody names, the Titans.
Who is quarterback for the Titans these days?
Oh, dude, I don't know. It's some hot shot. Maybe the Bears passed on him. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, I have no idea.
All right.
I have no idea.
So the Bears and the Titans have met only 12 times. And the Titans used to be Hulu.
Who is the Tennessee Oilers?
Yes, and who were they before that?
Houston Oilers.
Houston Oilers, Lou. And you know they star in the AFL in 1960.
Bum Phillips. Never wore his cowboy hat in Houston. Mama taught him to take his hat off when he was in the house. Look to Google that one.
Yeah, they won two AFL championships. Now, who was your favorite Oiler back in the day besides Bum Phillips?
Skull, brother! Skull, brother!
Who was that?
Herschel!
Oh, my God.
Herschel! Coming out of the New Jersey something or another when New Jersey had a team.
USFL.
And a team that played there. Yeah, USFL. The New Jersey Generals.
The Jersey Generals.
Skull, brother! Oh, yeah! Earl Campbell.
Oh, yeah, Earl Campbell. And how about Billy White Shoes Johnson? Dan Pastorini?
Pastorini, he went on to have a great stellar career with the Eagles, didn't he?
I think he did. So, anyway.
Pastorini in the town of beef.
And then 95, they moved to Tennessee. Then they moved to Nashville in 98, and that's when they renamed themselves the Titans.
There we go, right from drum roll.
Right from drum roll, my friend. Significant games in our lifetime, 11-4-12. This is another mutiny game, Lou. Boy, going back in the archives.
We caught that winning season.
Right. The Bears deflated the Titans 51-20.
That ain't happening this week.
It ain't happening in the near future, as far as I can see.
How about Nagy and those play calling? Doesn't he just suck? Come on, everybody. We can just say it. He sucks.
I'm not qualified to say whether he sucks or not.
Oh, yes, you are.
But I am qualified to say it's unimaginative, Lou. Unimaginative.
And you know what? When you have to agree with frickin' Elway and Buck, when he's trashing the Bears and Biggie,
everything's
like,
oh,
it was a sad
Troy
day.
Aikman. Troy Aikman.
That's who it was.
Had not one good thing to say about the Chicago football Bears.
No, he did rightly so.
Well, I'm not saying rightly or wrongly so. Yeah. I'm just simply saying I don't like to hear it from my announcer. I'm annoyed enough.
He was saying he was saying what everybody was saying that was drinking in a closed down bar.
Good for Troy. I hope he loves that. He can loves that $25 million a year he's making or whatever. All right. How about the Giants at the football team?
The fucking Giants are pitiful. I guess that'll be their second win. They're going to go 2-14, and it's both going to be against Washington.
Lou picks the win. Do you have a score?
Oh, God knows. It's going to be a point either way. I mean, that's another freaking team.
And then the Bears at the tits.
So oh, Chicago all the way.
There you go. And you got a score for that one.
It's the Cairo Santos era. 3, 6, 9, 12, 18. 26-21.
There you go, Lou. And I think you got his name close. It was between Carlos and his actual name, Cairo. It could have been Cairo.
You know, no one corrected me on the first week he started playing, and no one's going to correct me now.
All right.
It's kind of like when you call Bill and you find out his name is Carl.
There you go. Lou, we're going to do your live picks now. You're going to start at the top. You're going to name the team and who you're
picking. I think in honor of Pete Scheer, the comfy man, I'm going to do them out of order.
Oh. Oh my God, comfy chair.
And
thanks,
I am
going to
take the 1 point deduction, the only point taken this year. All right, here we go. We're going to go with.
Yes.
Atlanta.
Okay.
Seattle.
Yep.
Chicago.
Okay.
Baltimore.
Woo.
Kansas City.
Yo, yo.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
The New Jersey Giants.
What?
Ah, fucking Houston. Every time I... Jacksonville.
The Jaguars.
Rams.
Ramses.
Steelers.
Steal this wheel.
Miami.
Dolphins.
I'm going on the Tui bandwagon. The mush is spoke. Bet Arizona. And I guess we're going to go with New Orleans.
Okay, we'll decipher that one later.
And what do we got going on here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12, let me see, we can go. Total points for the whole Sunday games.
Oh my God.
436 is my over-under on all the games.
So they just have to name over or under.
Yep.
All right. There's your point, bonus point of the week. Sponsored by Schlitz. That's the beer Lou used to drink. Back to you, Lou.
The beer that made Milwaukee great. When it takes one beer, one more than one beer. That was the problem. It always took more than one beer.
Oh, my God. So,
I'll smoke to that.
A bit of dissension in the ranks of Lou's Sunday NFL pick. Louis Dupuis was questioning the honesty of our adventure.
That's why I never listen to a podcast and I never look at the webpage.
There you go. We can move on from there, Lou. Your power rankings of the week.
All right, let's have them.
These are the best things about Tennessee. I think I have six of them. Elvis, Tennessee tuxedo, country music, Dollywood, the Smoky Mountains, and the Battle of Shiloh Battlefield. Lou, six things about Tennessee. What would be your number six?
Put Dolly World down at the bottom.
Dollywood, no!
And we can put Elvis down there too.
Oh my God! He goes to five. Holy shit. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What else we got there? Country music, right?
Yep.
You know what? Let's put Elvis ahead of country music.
Okay.
So Dollywood, country Woo. Music, Elvis.
Woo.
Elvis in the middle of the road. All right. So then what do we got here? We got the Smoky Mountains.
Yes. We got the Battle of Shiloh Battlefield. And we've got Tennessee Tuxedo.
We're going to go with Shiloh.
Shiloh Battlefield is above Elvis.
Yes.
And country music. Okay.
Yes.
And then...
If it wasn't for Shiloh, there wouldn't be an Elvis or country music.
That's true. That is true.
Okay.
We'll be discussing that on our Civil War podcast right after this.
Yes, yes, yes. Featured on the History Channel, by the way. If you're interested, just go to lou.dickman/History Channel, and you'll be able to get our podcast. Thank
you. There you go, the History Podcast.
Okay, we got two more left, right?
Yes, we've got...
What's coming in second to Tennessee Tuxedo?
That would be... Dollywood? Smoky Mountains.
Smoky Mountains, yes. Smoky Mountains to Tennessee Tuxedo.
C, it's Tennessee Tuxedo. Yes, I would have put Tennessee Tuxedo up there high, but definitely Elvis and country music above him.
Tennessee Tuxedo, a lot cooler than Elvis.
You know, I mean, sadly, I probably would have put the Smoky Mountains sixth and the Shiloh fifth. And then, you know, from there, who knows? But I definitely, Elvis and country music would be up with Tennessee Tuxedo and whatever the hell else I had.
When was the last time you listened to country music?
I watched the entire country music PBS special, Ken Burns, and there was a shitload of country music.
When was this?
This was during the pandemic.
Okay, it's been 8 months, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it was early in the pandemic, but I finished it recently. So I can say about a 4 to 6 month period.
So you turn your radio on in the bathroom and it's not country music?
That is correct. We don't have a radio.
Okay. All right. In your Apple Music store, how much country western music you have?
I am at the point, Lou, that if I think of a single that I want to hear, I'll just pop it up on YouTube and listen to it.
Okay.
So I would say among that group, I would say 5% of it would be country songs, but it would be the pop country songs of the 70s. You know, like a Rhinestone Cowboy, that's it.
I don't know. That was more Lyman for the County Guy.
I love Lyman. Glenn Campbell's a legend.
You know what? I'm glad he got shot in True Grit.
That's nice. I thought you were going to say you were glad he had... Well,
he's so glad. He's so glad. He's glad.
Not only was Glenn Campbell the great singer and got songs, big hits, he was in the Wrecking Crew. He played guitar in the Wrecking Crew, which was the studio band that backed up all the pop hits of the early 60s.
News to me.
Oh, you didn't know about the Wrecking Crew.
I have no idea. First time I've heard it.
All right, so you know, so we've got our Civil War podcast,
yes,
on the History Channel. And now we have our music, apparently.
There we go.
Question of the week, Lou.
Come on.
What is the best outfit? What is the best outfit to wear with white shoes and why?
Plaid shorts.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears! This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Civil War Tour Service. When you want to see Lou's Gettysburg, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou battles you!
I approve this outstanding message!